Joey, you gotta do your podcast.
Yeah.
She take my money. She take my money.
She take my money. She kill me, man. When I'm in need.
Stick it up. Fucking ass.
Yeah. Good morning or afternoon or evening or whatever it is for you on March 25th, 2024, 325, 24. It's Monday. The weekend is over and now you have to go back to work. Well, so do I, but only for half a day. I don't give a shit. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a wonderful day for you, for me, and I'm thinking about you, neighbor. All right. So anyway, yeah, I've lost my fucking mind right now. I'm in a great mood. Everything is hunky dunky. You know, when life closes one door, it opens up several others. And that's me. That's how things work for me. You know, I always win. I always come out on top. So I wanted to start off. I got a lot of shit I got to get to, and I know I won't be able to cover it all. But I got into this funny story last week with my coworker, Jason, and he has a tendency to go into my Amazon account because, like a dumbass, I don't lock my computer, and sometimes I even outright leave my browser open to, you know, everything. But everything's, as long as I'm logged into the computer and it's on, you can get to anything. You know, it's all saved, passwords, credit cards, all that shit. And I mean, I trust Jason that he's not going to ever do anything. He's not going to spend any of my money, but he likes to go into my Amazon account. He likes to go through and put all this shit in there that I would never put in my body or mailbox for that matter. And so if I leave my fucking computer open around him, I'll come back and there'll be like 10 butt plugs and all kinds of whips and cock rings and shit like that. And I actually saved the butt plug, one of the butt plugs, because I was so polarized by it because it was huge and it's only $25-$30, and it looks like a butt plug. Butt plugs look like butt plugs, but it doesn't look like, you know, something that you couldn't just kind of have laying around like as a doorstop or a paperweight. But it's fucking enormous, you know. And the funny thing about butt plugs is they start with a point, you know, like a bullet, you know, and they expand as it goes down, which I guess makes sense. You don't want to just cram it all in there, right? You want to ease into that situation, I suppose. So I've got that butt plug in my safe for later, and I'm gonna probably buy it whenever I get my backdrop for my YouTube videos redesigned, so that I can show, you know, when I have a display case behind me for my YouTube videos, so I can show all my cool stuff. I will have the butt plug on display, but I don't need no rush to buy it. But anyway, what happened is that I decided last week that I was going to buy a penis pump. Now, I don't know what a penis pump, I still really don't know what the fuck it does. But I can tell you what it did for me. Now, I bought one. If you've ever seen a penis pump, I know this is, you're going to be like, this is so much information, but this, there's nothing gross about this story. It's just really, you know, I don't know why the fuck I'm admitting it, actually, because I don't care. I have no shame. And it's a funny story. I bought this electronic, this battery powered, you know, like a fucking lithium ion rechargeable USB fucking penis pump that looks like one of those magic bullets. You get this big tube that looks like a bong, and at the top of it, it's got what looks like the magic bullet. If you don't know what the magic bullet is, it was like a blender, like a little fucking tiny blender. It's dome shaped, not even dome shaped, it's like egg shaped, so it's like half an egg on the top. And you get your digital readout, And this thing must be German made, engineered, because it has the strongest fucking engine of anything. It almost ripped my dick off. You put your stuff in. I can't believe I'm talking about this. This was not any kind of like gratification type thing. This was just me being me. Okay, like finding out, like, you know, trying something for the first time. I mean, it could have been worse. I could be telling you a story about like me giving myself an enema or something. That hasn't happened yet. So I got this thing, and it was only like $40, right? And it came in like this heavy fucking duty glass, you know, tubing, and this nice electronic readout, and it's fucking rad. And it comes with like dick holes, like these rubber things that you put over the tube. And it comes with everything. You get your charger. It came with a bottle of lube. And then it comes with also like a fleshlight type covering, you know, that simulates a vagina. If you were so inclined to want to fuck your... I cannot believe that I'm going to... I shouldn't even post this show. This is... Now that I'm hearing myself saying these things out loud. Again, this was just research. This wasn't like anything dirty. I just wanted to, I just pure curiosity. I know that penis pumps don't actually make your dick bigger. That's just not how it works. Even though it claims to, it says that by expanding the cells, it rips the cells and the new ones are created double the size. I know, I understand how muscles work. That's how you go to the gym and you get bigger arms. And maybe enough yanking on your dick with this thing can do that. But I am not going to find out. It has these settings. It has like this learn setting, and then it has like this just full on suck it setting. So I can't describe to you. I mean, we're going to try how funny it was to lube myself up and stick it near the hole and press the button and it go and suck it right in. And if you don't stop it, if you don't push the off button, okay, it won't stop on its own. And it doesn't take long for someone with a penis to realize at what point you'd like it to stop. And it scared the shit out of me. But then there's like a learning feature to where it just kind of tugs and then it lets go. And then it tugs and then it lets go. So it's like... So you're sitting there with this fucking thing chugging along on your groin. And I'm like, bro, Jason is like, okay. So anyway, they saw that I ordered that. Well, not that I care, you know, but with some of those guys, because it's all, you know, I work with nothing but men. They're all fucking immature, like me. And so there's been nothing but a big discussion about that. You know, like I'm getting texts all fucking day, all night, but I'm not at work. Hey, you fucking that pump? You fucking that pump, Joey? I'm like, you guys are weird and sick. Like, stop texting me, asking me about that. It's not a, I'm not, anyway. So Jason was like, man, you know, he's like, you know what you need to get? And then he sends me this link, and it's this masturbator. And this thing is insane. I can't believe Amazon sells so much sex stuff. But this thing, he sent me this link to this thing. You got it's basically like I don't know how to describe it. Like, okay, like a PSP, like a Game Boy Switch or a Nintendo Switch, right? About like that shape, like rectangular, and it's got handles on each side of it, as if it were like a fucking steering wheel. And then in the middle, it's got the tube, and then it's got this like blue rubbery thing that is on a chain or something or whatever, and it goes up and down, and it's whacking you off. And then it's got this mount on the top of this thing for your phone. I mean, this is like the sports car, the Porsche of whack-off machines. It's like $130, I think. And Jason's like, you got to get that, bro. And I'm like, I don't got to get anything, man. I was like, I don't want that. And then I said, man, I don't even for like just for funsies, just for shits and giggles. If I order that thing, like what if I don't want to die with that thing in my room, you know, like one day, even if it's fucking 40 years from now, I don't want someone to one day come start going through my stuff and be like, wow, this guy really took jacking off seriously. He's got the Rolls Royce of whack off machines in here, man. Look at this thing. And, you know, and what if it has like an odometer on it or something? They know how much use it's got. And then we got into this whole thing about, I said, why date anyone? I got good money now. I could just buy a sex doll, aren't they? They're probably like affordable now, right? You know, they're like real women. And they are. I looked into it. I'm not really going to buy one. That's never going to happen. That's not necessary. I have no problem getting women that, you know, like at all. So I don't think that there's going to be a future episode of me buying a doll, because it will not be necessary. But I was looking at the site called Sex Dolls USA, and for $1,500, which is nothing, you can get a 5'5" fully metal skeleton. Okay. And then, like, I mean, these women look freakishly real. Now, I don't know why you pay $1,500 for $30, you can buy the parts you're going to use the most. You know, it's just maybe if you want the companionship, you know, but, I'm thinking, like Jason said, he's like, all right, get one of those dolls, bro. I love the worst influence at my work. You know, these guys, like they'd be the same guys that would get me hooked on crack or meth, right? Like, buy the doll. I'm like, and then what? Fucking sleep with it? Like, what happens when it's not in use? What do I do with it? Buy a gun safe and fold her up in half and stick her in there? You know, like, I'm not buying a fucking sex doll. I will not become one of these men who marries his sex doll and calls it quits, okay? It's just so funny. There's just a whole world of stuff going on out there you may not know, and I thought I would just remind you that while you live in your candy-coated fucking world with your blinders on, there's a lot of sick motherfuckers out there, and they're marrying rubber dolls. So anyway, yeah, the penis pump is retired. It's kind of like, I don't know, skydiving or something. I can just say I did it and I don't ever have to do it again because I don't want to risk the consequences of what may happen. So yeah, I'm done with that. And we're done with that discussion. Okay. Thank you for tuning in to Fat Guy Loves Cake. This is going to be the super explicit edition. Let me tell you guys what's coming up later this week, Friday. Well, I'll be recording Wednesday, but on Friday's episode of Nerds Talking the Podcast, which is available on all platforms that you can find podcasts, Nerds Talking the Podcast is going to have me come record on Wednesday, so that will be on Friday. And it's going to be just me, Lafayette, and Carlos. It looks like they're down two of their normal people, Laura and Johnny. So they brought me in, and perfect timing because it's going to be a Roadhouse episode. Roadhouse. We're going to talk about the new movie Roadhouse, and I guarantee you it's going to get fucking ugly because already Lafayette is instigating me, telling me that the new Roadhouse is better than the original Roadhouse. And I don't know if he's trying to lose me as a friend or just trying to instigate me, but either way, if he really fucking thinks that, I'm going to have to set him straight, because there's no fucking way that the new Roadhouse is. He said he used the word superior. Superior. No. Fucking no. All right, we're going to change gears here a little bit and go to another story.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
So I am a member of Planet Fitness. I call it Planet Fatness. I can't even say the right word now. I've said it so many times. I'm a member of Planet Fitness. I am a year-long member for Planet Fitness. It's great. I think it's a great gym. I don't know what anybody else thinks about it. I don't give a shit. I'm, you know, when it comes to things like politics, as long as there's going to be some politics involved in the story. But when I go to Planet Fitness, everyone minds their business. There aren't meatheads there. And I mean, there are, but they're not annoyingly meatheaded. But I like Planet Fitness. I like the atmosphere and I like the gym. It's close to my house. And I like that I pay $100 for a fucking year. So this story came up to me the other day that I meant to get to. And I thought it was interesting because it's going to have to do with our favorite topic. And that is, of course, transgender people. So Planet Fitness revokes woman's membership after she snapped photo of transgender woman in women's locker room. So in case you don't understand how that's worded, basically Planet Fitness took away a biological woman's membership for taking a picture of a dude pretending to be a woman in the women's locker room. So let's get to that story. Patricia Silva, who took the photo, said the queer individual is still a member of the gym. An Alaskan woman had her Planet Fitness membership revoked after she took a photo of a man with a penis at one of the gym's locker rooms earlier this week. The incident occurred at the Fairbanks location. Okay, let me just stop and say right now that I, and because I am not a biased reporter, even though I feel a certain way about things, I will say that if she took a picture of the dude's penis, regardless of how I feel about said penis being in the women's locker room, that was not cool. You cannot photograph people. I mean, locker rooms are for getting naked. And if a transgender man is in there, woman, whatever, because Planet Fitness allowed it, then they're going to, if they get naked, that's on Planet Fitness. But you cannot be taking pictures of naked people under any circumstances in a locker room. You shouldn't even be allowed to hold your fucking phone in a locker room in case that's the kind of shit somebody's pulling. Like when I go in the locker room and I look at my phone, I make sure it is facing the fucking ground. I'm not sitting there like holding it up like I'm filming everyone. All right, so the incident occurred at the Fairbanks location. A woman recorded herself speaking about the ordeal when she said a person identifying as queer LBG was shaving in the female locker room. Oh boy. Was he shaving his sack? Is that how the penis came into play? Did he have one leg up on the bench and he was pulling up the scrot and getting into the taint? Because that's fucked up if so. If you want to, I mean, like, it would be so much better if trans women, I hate how you have to fucking work around that. Okay, if dudes dressed as women that use the women's locker room, it would be so helpful if they would just go in there and be respectful and discreet. Like, you got a dick, okay, then like face away from everyone when you're getting undressed, okay? Like, if you want to be treated like a woman, don't be treated like some sleazy man with a dong. You are different than everyone in there. It's fucking wrong to begin with, but man, I mean, if you were to really go in the locker room and just walk around with your dick out, that's fucked up, because I doubt, seriously, be willing to bet anything that women just walk around in the locker room butt-ass naked, okay? This isn't Cinemax, all right? That's not how life works, all right? There aren't, like, they don't put the towel on their head, but everything else is naked, and they're not in there soaping each other up in the shower, okay? This is not a prison movie on late night fucking Cinemax. All right. Women probably, just like men, go in and they change, and they do it without looking at other people, and they do it quickly so that no one can look at them, regardless of how or what kind of shape anyone is in. Most people are insecure about their bodies, and being naked is a private thing that should only be shared with the most intimate of people in your life. So you can't just go in there, cock and balls in your hand, shaving your inner thighs in front of a bunch of ladies. That's fucked up. Planet Fitness confirmed to Fox News Digital that the woman violated policy regarding taking photos and or videos in the locker room, resulting in the loss of her membership. Okay, so I gotta actually have Planet Fitness's back on that. Of course, Planet Fitness is a progressive type of gym. I would not expect them to do anything less than letting any man go into the locker room that wants to. But suspending this woman for taking pictures in the locker room, totally fucking get it. You did. That's why I started off, because I kind of had a feeling this where this story was going. So I wanted to say, before I even read it, I wanted to say for the record that you cannot take pictures of people. You know what I mean? Like, if a dude was, you know, you just can't, man. You know, maybe in public, like if a dude was streaking in a public place, but you're in a private gym, a place where you have to pay money to go to get into, and you're in a private gym with a membership in a locker room where changing takes place, you cannot take pictures of people, even if it's a dude pretending to be a lady. That is a fucking major violation of rights. So Planet Fitness, of course, they had no fucking choice. Now, is that guy wrong for being naked around a bunch of women? Yes, but that's not the point, okay? He is following the rules if Planet Fitness is allowing him in there. So the only people after that to be to blame for it, honestly, are the women that go there. Because if the women that use the gym know that men are allowed in the women's locker room and they don't stop going because of it, then you really have you have to protest. You know, if I were a woman, I would be like, hey, they let a dude, you know, slang his dick around in the locker room, quit this fucking gym. I would pick it. I would get it. I would stand outside and I would I would pull people aside before they walk in and be like, just so you know, dicks in the ladies' locker room. Be prepared for that. And I would make a stink about it, you know, because otherwise, if you just sit back and let Planet Fitness fucking do it, then you have no one to blame but yourself. Not entirely, of course, but you don't have to go to Planet Fitness. You can go to other gyms where they won't let that shit happen. I hope, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the policy is at other gyms. I imagine that Planet Fitness is a little more progressive. It just has that feeling because they're about the whole, like, not body shaming people and making people feel good about themselves and all that. So it's like, okay, come on in, fatty, and come on in, trans fatty. Hey, trans fat. Anyway, but if you were to go to like Gold's Gym, you know, like where the hunk chunk of fucking meatheads work out and slam shit around, no fucking way that they're letting dudes into the women's locker room. And probably the women that work out at Gold's Gym could beat the shit out of any man that tried to get in there anyway. So let me get back to this story here. As the home of the judgment-free zone, see, this is from Planet Fitness. And that's like I said, it's in their fucking name. It's in their slogan, the judgment-free zone. So, of course, they're not going to tell transgender people they can't do, you know, I expected this. It's not going to make me stop going there. I mean, I know that sounds hypocritical, but I love that gym and I don't know. I got to really stew on that, to tell you the truth. Now that I say it out loud, it does bother me, like, to know that they let transgender into the locker rooms. And I don't know, maybe I'll not renew this year. But anyway, as the home of the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment. Planet Fitness Chief Corporate Affairs Officer McCall Gosselin said in a statement to Fox News Digital, our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity. The member who posted on social media violated our mobile device policy that prohibits taking photos of individuals in the locker room, which resulted in their membership being terminated, which makes absolute perfect sense. See, this, I can't imagine. I'm all man, baby. You know? I can't imagine looking like I do, you know, a full beard and beer gut and dad bod and just walking into my Planet Fitness tomorrow and saying, I now identify as a woman, and then going into the women's locker room and then what? Just sitting there and butt naked? Yeah, I mean, no pun intended, but that takes some fucking balls. Like, to, you know, you've got to, like, my neck would be burning, you know, just like feeling the people staring at me and knowing how much they hate me for what I'm doing. That you've got to be so fucking mentally ill to think that that's okay. Even if I were a man who identified as a woman, but I looked like a man, even if I was trying to dress like a woman, I think I would still want to use the men's locker room. You know, I'd rather have them look at me than the women look at me. The men would just blow it off like, oh yeah, that's Joe. He's that dude that dresses like a woman. Yeah, he's all right. But, you know, but the women, they're like, fuck this motherfucker, you know? So, when asked if the transgender individual's sincere self-reported gender was female, Planet Fitness did not respond. See, Planet Fitness responded to the thing about the transgender. The person that they kicked out, they asked if she was a biological female. Planet Fitness was mum. So, Patricia Silva said she went to the gym on Monday and saw a man with a penis shaving in the women's locker room. I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there's a man shaving in the women's bathroom, she said in the first of several videos she posted about the incident. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. I wish that he... She goes on to say, if he's going to shave his balls, then he should do it more discreet. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. In a video posted on Wednesday, she said there was a girl who could have been 12 years old in a towel, kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in a locker room. See what I'm talking about? You got a 12-year-old girl in this locker room in a towel, and you got a dude in there shaving. I don't know what he's shaving, but even if he's just shaving his face, it's a women's locker room, and now you got a child in there? That's not okay. But, you know, get these people their own fucking locker room, you know, and let's just be done with it. Make men's, women's, and other. And that's it. If you are a fucking transgender person, you are other. And if you are transgender and you have a fucking problem with that, I'd love to hear what your problem is. You getting your own locker room? No one's going to be upset because of your weird ass shit shaving your scrot in front of little girls. Silva said the individual identified as queer LGB. I don't know what that means. I mean, I've heard LGBTQ, but I never heard queer LGB. Thus believing he had a right to be there. Planet Fitness identified the individual as transgender in the email exchange with Fox News. Silva said she took a picture of the individual because she felt that it was in an unsafe space. Planet Fitness policy reads, if a serious concern or significant doubt about the bona fides of a person's transgender or non-binary status identity arises, and which the team member can articulate, the team member shall address their concerns with the member. If discussion with the member fails to resolve the serious concern or doubt, the club may ask for external evidence of the member's asserted gender identity. If it is confirmed that a member is acting in bad faith and improperly asserts a gender identity, they may be asked to leave and their membership may be terminated. So they are actually saying, I doubt they would have the fucking nuts to do it, but they are actually saying that if someone calls them out and says they are not transgender, then Planet Fitness could go so far as to try and to prove it, to prove that they are transgender outside. And that makes sense. I don't think they would ever really do it, but that's a good policy, you know, because if I walked into Planet Fitness tomorrow and I went in there and I was dressed just like I normally do, like a man with my beard, no makeup on, no dress, no heels, nothing feminine whatsoever. I look like a sweaty, stinky, hairy man. And I just say, hey, transgender here. And then I go in the locker room and I start diddling my balls. People are going to be like, you know, that guy's been coming here a long time and he's never shown any signs of being transgender. Can we see some proof? Maybe some pictures on your Facebook, or maybe your friends can vouch for you that you do are making a transition to being transgender. But man, you are opening yourself up for one fucking massive lawsuit with that kind of like gray area, you know. And Planet Fitness can have that policy and they can say that. And that is kind of reassuring to know that like, you know, but it's useless anyway, because no one's going to do that. No self-respecting, mentally competent man is going to walk into a women's locker room looking like a man, because the transgender people are taking their whole I'm a woman seriously. And anyway, that's enough on that topic. I've talked to you guys long enough, but that's crazy, right? It's fucked up. All right, so don't forget to check out Nerds Talking the Podcast on Friday. I'm going to be on there. We're going to talk about Roadhouse, and it's going to get ugly. It's going to be an ugly exchange of words. I'm going to let the expletives fly with Lafayette as he tries to goat me into into getting upset about his feelings. I know he's full of shit. The dude is a movie elitist fucking snob, and there's no way that he thinks that that moderately okay Jake Gyllenhaal vessel is better than 1989 Patrick Roadhouse. Fuck you. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Everybody stay safe. Have a very fun week. Don't judge people for the color of their skin. Be nice to your cats. Beat your children when they deserve it. And everybody, please be nice. I'll see you on Wednesday.